Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are doing Yehoshua Perek Hey, the fifth chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. Although it is only 15 psukim long, it is a packed perek. There is a lot going on over here. So we are immediately following the crossing of the Yarden, of the Jordan River, and we are told immediately that the impact of this socially is quite incredible. Everybody's hearts melt, meaning to say all the nations are terrified of Israel. You can imagine they walk into the river spits. Nobody is waiting to wage war with Israel. And that's kind of the closing moment of the Yarden River, which is the first part of Pasuk's Perek. We now move into the next episode, where now they're comfortably sitting on the banks of the Yarden, of the Jordan River, on the west side, what we call the West Bank today, or what the newspapers call the West Bank today, Yehuda and Shomron, as we know it. And it says that Yehoshua now circumcises everybody. He distributes sharp stones, right? We know the instrumentation is a little different to today. He distributes sharp stones. Everybody, all the males are circumcised. And the Pesukim go on to explain that the Bnei Yisrael were not circumcised during the desert experience. And now they finally are experienced. The next section talks about how that immediately following this, we know that they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. So immediately following this, of course, is Pesach. So as we hit Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that I've removed the cherpa of Mitzrayim, the embarrassment of Mitzrayim by the Bris Milah, you can have the Korban Pesach. And they have the first Korban Pesach in Israel, and the Pesukim go on to say that this is the first time they now start eating from Avur Haaretz, from the produce of the land themselves. They're obviously among the fields in the land around the river, and they're able to take the food and the grain and turn it into bread, or actually matzah around this time, and this is where they this is part of their first experience of Pesach in the land of Israel. You see, even then it was a thing to go to Israel for Pesach. Then we go to conclude the parak with an unusual incident where Yehoshua is waiting on the outskirts of Jericho, and he meets by himself this specter, this image of a soldier with a sword drawn, and he has a conversation with this being and says, "Are you with us? Are you with Tzareinu, with our enemies?" And this being answers and says that he is a Tzar Tzavo Hashem, he is a minister of Hashem. And he came now, and Yehoshua prostrates himself, realizing this is an expression of one of the powers of Hashem in this world, and he is told to remove his shoe, because he's standing on Admas Kodesh, on holy ground, reminiscent a little bit of what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, to a certain degree. So we just look back on this parak, a few points to ponder in this whole experience. First of all, it is obviously connected. We know that Bris Milah and Korban Pesach are always connected. They are the only two positive commandments that if a person misses, there is actually a liable kores, a liable excommunication as a punishment. Very, very serious. The only two positive commandments that have that gravity of a punishment. And they are related because a male cannot eat a Korban Pesach without a Bris Milah. So this is a prerequisite, which is why these two come together. As we talk about in the Seder, when we say, when we talk about the bloods, I pass to you over you in your bloods. The two bloods are the Korban Pesach and the Milah, because before they had the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they needed to circumcise themselves. So too over here, as they enter the land of Israel, they are circumcising themselves before they have a Korban Pesach. Quick question, why were they not circumcising themselves in the desert? So the Mephoreshim expand upon the Pesukim to say that they were lacking a northerly wind in the desert, and therefore it was actually medically dangerous, medically critical, that they didn't circumcise themselves, which means that they didn't actually have the Korban Pesach for 38 years during the desert experience, which is, sort of a shocking revelation. In the way we think about history. At the same time, the Pasuk here describes something unusual about this Bris Milah. It says that Yehoshua circumcised them twice. Now, generally speaking, this is the kind of thing one really only does once a lifetime, to remove the foreskin. So the Mepharshim explained that up till now, yes, the mitzvah of Bris Milah had only been removing the foreskin. But Yehoshua, that's what Avraham Avinu was commanded by Hashem in Parshas Lech Lecha, in next week's Parsha. However, Yehoshua got an extra additional level of the mitzvah, and that is what's called priya, removing a smaller membrane which is underneath the foreskin. Today, Moalim remove both of them generally together, so that it's in one swoop, it's in one cut. But in those days, they would know how to differentiate between the two levels of skin, and only one was taken up before now, and Yehoshua did both levels of Bris Milah, so the mitzvah actually got an added level of depth at this point in time. There are lots of fascinating things to think about in terms of them eating from this produce of the land, as we talked about in this parak. This is the first time that ultimately the mitzvah of Yoshan and Chodesh was in action, because essentially they were now eating from the new grain of the land, and this was matir. This allowed everything that had grown up till now in the land of Israel. This is a very big discussion in the sugya, in the discussion of Yoshan and Chodesh. Finally, when we're coming back to this malach at the end of the experience, there is a lot of literature on who this is, why. Rashi says simply this is the malach Michael, who's here to help Yeshua on the war front. We're about to enter into the battle of Yericho, and so of course he is now coming as that. That's why he has his sword out, because he is there to give military assistance. Rashi points out that in the Torah itself, Hashem at a number of points suggests that a malach accompany Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the desert as protection, or is going to be the person who brings them into the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu declined that. Moshe did not want that assistance. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to have more overt and express miracles, and rejected that option. Yeshua now over here is getting this divine assistance in the form of this specter of Michael. There are other conversations, subtext of this conversation, when Yeshua is being criticized for his lack of learning Torah, but we're going to stick to right now the pshat. So this leaves us over here on the cusp of a very important battle. The battle of Yericho will be starting, God willing, in Perek Vav. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.